Well, really excited about this as we get set for the Rangeland Derby, which will begin on Friday. We take a look back to the Pinoca Stampede this past weekend. And the man who finished third in the aggregate and third in the Dash for Cash, Lane McGillivray, kind enough to join us today on the WPCA Insider Report. Lane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. Before we look ahead, let's look back. Tell me about Pinoca.
Yeah, Pinoca turned into a really good show for us. Horses ran really strong for us. And, you know, wouldn't have minded a little better fate in the Dash last night. It didn't seem like they had their best trip, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Where did you draw for that one, Lane? Where did you draw in?
Actually, we were on the two barrel last night, so which was a good barrel for us, but it didn't work out, and, you know, in the end to get the win. But Kurt Bensmore's got a pretty nice outfit this year, so he's pretty tough to beat when he's inside of you.
And you're right behind him right now, and I'm just looking back at some of the recent results. Things have been picking up for you, haven't they?
Yeah, very, very good. We've had a real good start to our season, and hoping it continues into next week at Stampede and from there on as well.
Lane, for you, what's a good start? For those, can we do a little education on this report? Because some people are just, you know, really excited when the Stampede comes around, but not necessarily paying attention for the lead up. So how would you describe the season? What's been working for you and your team?
You know, to tell you the truth, I can't pinpoint one thing that's really helped us out this year. You know, we've got a good mixture of some veteran horses and some youth horses, I guess younger horses that... a couple second-year horses that have really stepped up and helped us out. The horses are really running strong. They're, you know, they're doing their jobs well. We've been able to consistently use 12 horses on the wagon, and it's been good that way. And then this week here at Pinoca, we went down to kind of our best eight, we thought, and ran them a little more than the other four. And we'll probably continue on with that routine here at Stampede as well. So it's been a good start for us, and hopefully, you know, we can keep it rolling.
Lane, have you had to do much tinkering in terms of which horse where, or is that pretty much right from the beginning of the season work for you?
We've done a little bit of tinkering, not necessarily side to side, but horses, you know. Different teams of horses, you know, on the lead or on the wheel or whatever. We've kind of tinkered with that a little bit, but some of it we've stayed pretty consistent too. Actually, we've done a little bit of tinkering through High River and Pinoca. Actually, was been the most of our tinkering, to tell you the truth.
In conversation, Lane McGillivray is our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report. One of the things that I think I failed to do in the first couple of weeks with this report is spend enough time talking about the Outriders. Tell me about the guys that are working with you and how they have performed so far this year.
Yeah, we've got you know, two of the best in the game that have ride for us pretty consistently. And then Cole Somerville also has come in and helped us out when we needed, and Craig Turney as well. But Chad Cosgrave is our main guy. That he's been with us for, well, ever since we joined the WPCA. I think that's 13 or 14 years ago. He's rode for us pretty consistently. So he's, you know, he's one of the best in the game. And I don't even know, he's probably cost us two or three penalties in 14 years. So it's,
wow,
it's been great that way. Casey Knight's another guy that rides for us as, you know, as long as I'm not hooked with a couple different guys. Case, or his dad, Ross Knight, and Gary Gorst are ahead of us. Kind of that's in his call system. But, yeah, and him as well, of, you know, is one of the top outriders in the game too. And he's done a very good job for us. Him again, I don't know if, you know, he's had one or two penalties probably for us, or I can't even remember, to tell you the truth, if he's even had one. So he's been riding for us now for 4 or 5 years. So yeah, I mean, you definitely need those types of outriders. You know, they can make or break your run and your season. And as long as you've got a good horse underneath them, and, you know, they something that they feel confident in. And you know, I was an outrider myself, so
yeah.
I kind of let those guys tell me, you know, after they ride the horse, you know, if they like him, if they are getting along with him, if they think he needs to be at the front or at the back or whatever. But, you know, it's a good system that way, I feel. So it seems to be working anyways.
You're the perfect guy to talk to about this then, Lane. Like I say, we got a kind of an audience in some cases. We're kind of doing some teaching here. So talk about, you know, as an outrider, you mentioned before that, you know, some might work with other outfits or other drivers if it's not in competition. So what are you responsible as a driver for providing for the outriders? Do you provide them the horse? Do they provide the horse? How does it work? How's that relationship between driver and outrider professionally? How does it work?
Yes, we provide the horse. Basically, all the outrider brings is a helmet and a whip and, you know, his talent. So, you know, you just try and work with the outriders as much as possible, you know, to get them comfortable with what they're riding. And you know, it's kind of an onus on ourselves as well to make sure that, you know, they got the right horse to you know, be able to perform and get the job done for sure. So.
And in terms of, the attributes, you were a really successful outrider. What makes a real – I think it's consistency based on the conversation we've had and the lack of – you know, when you don't take a lot of penalties. But what makes a good outrider, Lane?
I don't really know what, you know, what to pinpoint, I guess, would make a really good outrider. A lot of try. I mean, you got to have the effort to put in and get up and ride horses in the morning and get to know, you know, the horses that you might be competing on. So, you know, that's a big thing. Once a person gets 2 or 3 years under your belt, you know, you get accustomed to some different horses and the way they're working you know, a lot of it's kind of read and react too in that first trip to the top barrel or whatever. You gotta, you know, have in your mind, set in your mind what you're going to do when you get up to the top, because you can't be second guessing yourself or hesitating to get on. You have to get on as quick as possible up there, and some horses are a little more difficult to deal with in that stretch from the bottom to the top, you know, when you're on the ground and they're trying to go flat out, or, you know, some are different a little harder to rate going up to the top, as far as, you know, they're a little more high strung or want to go up a little harder than others. So those ones you kind of got to deal with differently. You got to either quicken your pace and get on as quick as possible up there, you know, just try and keep yourself and them out of harm's way.
He's Lane McGilvery, currently number 2 in driver rankings so far in the season, 2017 season, our guest on the WPCA Insider Report. I hope we wouldn't quibble on this. Stampede's the biggest event of the year, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's what we start in the spring, you know, what we're trying to build for, I guess, is Stampede, to try to have the horses peaking at that point so you can have the best 10 days you can have, I guess.
See, I like that because, you know, you look at other sports and everything builds to the championship at the end of the year, but then it becomes almost a marathon. Right now, you kind of talked before that you're peaking. Like, this is a really interesting time in the schedule to have your biggest event right when everybody's kind of at the top of their game, right?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
So what's this week like for you? How has preparation changed? How has life changed? It's a longer event. Lane, how does life change for the next 2 weeks for you?
Well, it's definitely a busy time for us. You know, we're you know, you have to be very focused on the horses. You know, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of hot weather there this week. So biggest thing is, you know, keep them comfortable in the barns. You keep fans running, keep them cool. You know, do everything you can to, you know, provide them a good atmosphere, or good environment so that they can go out and, you know, perform at their highest level. So that's the biggest thing. So it when the heat is there, it definitely adds, you know, it wear, you know, it adds some wear on your body as well, because you get played out, and there's some, you know, there's a lot of sponsor activities and stuff at night that you have to attend. And, you know, it gets to be a long week, so it's you try and rest through the day if you can and get built back up and ready for the evening show. You know, our mornings usually start about 6 in the morning, so You know, if you're not getting to bed till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, well, it turns into a long week. So you try and get some rest through the afternoon if you can, and make sure the horses are resting as well. So hopefully the night performance goes as you hope.
Well, Lane, I'm glad you brought up the weather because, you know, it's no control. Nobody controls the weather. Last year it was wet. This year it looks like it's going to be really, really hot. What is, you know, for you, you just kind of talked a little bit about it, and certainly you want to limit the stress on the rider or the drivers and the outriders and certainly the horses, but a really hot stampede as it looks like we might have. How unusual is that?
You know, we've had them before where it's been, you know, kind of what they're forecasting in the 30s and high 30s. And, you know, it's definitely not opportune. Like, if it's hot and dry, I guess it's good. But the thing that always worries us chuck wagon drivers, and we're always looking to the west there, usually about 4 or 5 o'clock, see if the thunderclouds are rolling in. So, but, you know, you can't do nothing about it. So you just try and make it the best as possible for the horses and yourself.
What about track conditions? I mean, you're right. You know, hot weather in this part of the country usually leads to rain in the evening. But assuming it's a drier week, how does that affect the course and how does that affect your runtime?
Well, I mean, we all us chuck wagon drivers are, we'd rather run on a dry track than a wet one. That's for sure. You know, it shouldn't really affect it. I mean, Calgary's got the best equipment that, you know, for track preparation and everything. So, they'll have it set, you know, good enough to go every night. So it's good that way. It's just, if you get those rains that come in and once they've got it set for you, well, that can definitely alter the night performance for sure. It's, you know, the biggest thing that for us as chuck wagon drivers that we don't like is running actually when it's raining.
Right.
You know, it's one thing running in the mud and then another to run while it's raining as well. It makes the line slippery and the horses react different for sure. So, but it's, you know, it's part of the game and part of the business, and you can't control the weather. So as long as it's safe for the horses and safe for us, then the show will go on.
Lane McGilvery, our guest on the WPCA Insider Report. I know I spent some time around the rodeo portion of the Stampede, and the cowboys there were treated differently than in most rodeos. Sports medicine, facilities, things that they didn't usually have access to. Is the same hold true for you guys? Is the Stampede a different animal in just terms of how you're treated and how prepared it is?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the sports medicine is open to us as well. They have a trailer set back at the barns for us as well, so we can go in and we need worked on. Well, we get worked on, and I mean, just for the horses too. I mean, the vets come and vet check everything that's going to run at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, between 4 and 5. They check the ones that are they're pre-checked for the race at night. They're pre-checked when we first roll into Stampede. Make sure everything's not, you know, limping or got an issue or something. So it's very good that way. And then also, like, for care for the horses, there's vets all on hand there, which is a lot more handy than most of our other shows. We do have a vet that follows our other shows, but a lot of times she's tied up with, you know, the odd guy here and there, where Stampede we got two or three different options if we need them. So it's good that way. If you need some care for a horse, well, then it's right there on hand. So it's very nice that way.
Lane, tell me about the business of Lane McGilvery in the coming 10 days. I'm sure you have a different canvas, and I'm sure you do some entertaining. You kind of touched on that before, but in terms of you as a, you know, a proprietor and a guy that, you know, is making his living doing this, how busy is that?
It's a busy time. This year we've got two different companies that are sponsoring us. Lafarge has taken us for 5 days and Graham Construction has taken us for 5 days. So, they're both new companies to us. The dealings that I've had with everyone, it seems very positive and very good so far. So we're looking forward to it. It's always great to start those new relationships and build on them, for sure. I mean, that's the good part about our sport, is we get to, you know, meet a lot of people, and the business people of the world are, you know, typically very, very good to deal with for us, and it's a very key component to our sport. You know, without the sponsorship and the support of the sponsors, we just don't get up and down the road. So it's a very key thing, and look forward to these next 10 days and getting to know everyone with Lafarge and Graham.
Good stuff. How can people follow you as the Stampede goes on, but throughout the season? Where's the best place to find out about Lane McGilvery and how you're doing?
Well, some of our crew and volunteers are set up a Facebook page for me, because I'm very illiterate at that.
That's so, all right.
they're doing all the Facebook stuff, and Lane McGilvery Chuckwagon Team, I think, is what it's under. And then I've also got a Twitter account too. It's LMAC Chuck Team. So we'll be posting a few things on that as well. So it's there. And if there's anyone around the barns that, you know, want to stop by and visit, well, I'll be definitely more than willing to sit down and visit. So
that's awesome. Lane, best of luck, not only Calgary, but the rest of the way. But thank you for making some time for us today. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate it.
Lane McGilvery joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger, check out the menu at all four Calgary locations, now serving a fresh grilled antibiotic hormone-free turkey burger. More at southstreetburger.com. And again, to follow along with the WPCA, head on over to WPCA.com. You can get the results and follow all of the drivers there. Lane, of course, as we mentioned, coming in second in the world driver standings behind Kurt Benzmiller. Kurt's having himself another terrific season. A couple of names to keep your eyes on: Rick Fraser, Luke Tournier. Those are guys at the top of the list. It's going to be interesting. It's always wild. And guess what? Starting Friday for 10 days, we all turn into Chuck Wagon experts. That is pretty cool. Once again, this has been the WPCA Insider Report here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.